I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This topic is probably not the smartest one for us to delve into, but it is the main reason that many people said they turn off the NBA. That it's not the basketball, it is the hypocrisy of dealing with China. And here is Mark Cuban on the Megyn Kelly Show talking about people in China and other countries wanting to escape human rights violations. And we'll play two clips. Here's the first one, Megyn Kelly asking Cuban about China.
Would you agree that it's probably a good idea that we should allow more of them to come so they can escape these human rights issues?
You're not going to put this back on me. This is about
I'm not putting anything on you. I'm just asking a question. No, we're talking about human rights.
No, I'm explaining to my audience that what's happening now is you're dodging because you're uncomfortable because the NBA will not condemn China. And it's
I just told you I'm against human rights violations everywhere, including China.
Well, let's get specific. Do you condemn the genocide that's going on right now in China toward the
Uyghurs? I condemn all human rights violations.
Why can't you be specific?
Yes, because the way proclamations work in this country, the minute you say them anywhere, you're going to use this as a headline. Cuban says this, this, and this.
What's then wrong with that headline? Cuban condemns ethnic cleansing
in China. Because I got to deal with the troll bots then. I got to deal with the troll bots.
Wow. That kind of sounds similar to the Trump white supremacy topic where they're like, condemn it. Say it specifically. And he's like, I have said it. And they're like, but say it. And he won't say it. And then there are clips of him saying it, mm-hmm. You know, as the internet goes back and finds older press conferences. And the other night in the town hall, he said it over and over. But look, this is an accusation, not an accusation. There's a theory out there that Daryl Morey resigned because of this, that Daryl Morey is not going to work in the NBA again because of the pressure from China after Daryl Morey made his statements at the beginning of the NBA season. And he's not looking for a change of life. He's not looking for a better, different job. He's not looking to learn football analytics. That Daryl Morey is out because the NBA caved to China. And Mark Cuban and LeBron James will not speak out against it because the money and the revenue that they generate is just too high and just too great. And both of us have been critical of LeBron James when it comes to this topic.
Yeah, I mean, look, I find it... There's a couple of ways to look at it. Did people really turn off the NBA because of China, or did they turn off the NBA because it was in the middle of football season,
yeah,
or because they didn't care? You know, you gotta figure out one way or the other. The NBA, the perception of the NBA is that it's a thriving league, right? That's the perception of the league, and I don't know if that stood during the finals or not, but that's the perception of the league. The league itself, has a problem with the perception from some people that it's, you know,
a sellout.
And there you go. Sellout. I don't care if the NBA does business with China. I don't care. Make your money how you make your money. You have to do what's best for you and your family first. Forget everyone else. You and your family are most important. But when you decide to go down that road and do business with China, you don't get to lecture people on how they have to fix America. Because if you're going to sit there and you're going to highlight obvious human rights issues that we have in the United States, but ignore slave labor making your iPhone, I got a problem with that.
Here's the second clip, Mark Cuban and Megyn Kelly discussing this topic.
I've been involved trying to increase the number of slots available for asylum seekers here in the United States. Right now, if someone were to escape any country that has human rights violations and get to this country, they can't get a job.
Come on.
You know why they
can't? That's not a response to what's happening in China.
Why would you
take why would the NBA take $500 million plus from a country that is engaging in ethnic cleansing?
So basically, you're saying that nobody should do business with China ever.
Why don't you just answer my question?
No, Megyn, I'm just trying to get to the root of it. So
why would the NBA do that? You're the one. You are the one
because they are a customer. They are a customer of ours. And guess what, Megyn? I'm okay with doing business with China. You know, I wish I could solve all the world's problems, Megyn. I'm sure you do too, but we can't.
Wow. So there it is. Cuban saying they're a customer of ours. And guess what? I'm okay with doing business with China. Do you think that people are ticked that the NBA does business with China, or that the NBA and LeBron and others then highlighted the social injustices here while not condemning what's going on there? Do you think it's just did it turn when George Floyd happened and the league was very outspoken? Or do you think people from the beginning were like, oh, you sell shoes in China? You do business with them with the way that they make iPhones, the way they treat other human beings? I don't have any respect for you. Or was there that extra level of irritation and rejection when LeBron and others in the league were like, hey, we need to treat people better here?
Look, I think there's groups of people that are upset about certain things, and you get 8% of the people who are upset that the NBA is kowtowing to China and there's a million Muslims in internment camps there, or you got groups of people that are all in on the NBA because, you know, they decided to get social, become socially aware. And they're like, hey, I'm going to watch this league. And you've got people who are saying, well, now I'm not going to watch this league. I don't think there's one issue that did it. The NBA, did you see the NBA Finals clincher got 5.6 million viewers?
Which is bad.
Game 7, Dodgers-Braves got almost 10 million.
Wow.
And it was a week apart, right?
The ratings plummeted. They got destroyed in the ratings.
Destroyed. I don't know what to make of that. Because, I mean, how much of it is football? I think a lot of it's football. I think a lot of it is. I think there are some people who didn't want to watch because of, you know, they just kind of want an escape. I think some people didn't want to watch because they don't watch basketball when it's not, you know, May. And I think there's some people who didn't want to watch because of China. I mean, there's a lot of issues there. I don't think it's any one single solitary issue.
I don't know why. The crazier and more hot button the topic, at least on this show, the more intelligent and rational the replies and the thought process. It's not like that on Twitter. But I don't know. The Autoflexi seem fantastic, and the phone calls always seem to handle this in the best way. So I'm curious how people responded to the interaction and the topic in general, Choppy.
People are saying and reasoning why they stopped watching. I stopped watching because they took a couple of sick days and called it a strike. Former presidents use trade with Russia and China as leverage for change. Cuban can't help asylum seekers there if we cut ties with China. The NBA lost me a long time ago. What they're doing now with China that steals all of our intellectual properties is almost treasonous. People are tired of politics and sports. I mean, there's a lot of that being said right here. Hypocrisy is a turnoff, you know, to humans at all levels. They're saying it's hypocritical to do business with a country that has a million Muslims in internment camps. If those reports are accurate. Again, like I said earlier, I don't begrudge anybody from doing business with anyone. If you want to do that, knock yourself out. I think the problem is that you lose some of your higher ground in being able to affect change. I think it becomes somewhat of a blurred line when you do business with China, but are, you know, all in on against human rights violations. I mean, that doesn't really kind of makes sense. But how can you be against human rights violations but do business with a country that does nothing but human rights violations?
Well, I would guess Adam Silver would say, or Mark Cuban, I guess, would say, there's plenty of countries that do terrible, bad things, but does that mean that we just should not do business or sell our products to them? You just sell.
Yeah.
I mean,
no,
do you sell your products to just Americans? Look,
nope.
What's happening here. You can make it. I mean, it's not the same argument as imprisoning people, but look what's happening here with the police issues and Black Lives Matter. So can you ever have it perfect with everyone in order to justify business? Would be a counter.
You can't do it. You can't have it perfect. And that's why people complaining about, you know, business is greedy or dirty. I mean, it's just you have to do what you have to do to be able to make a living. You got to do what's best for your family. I think the problem is that you come across as hypocritical when you do business with China, and then you are, you know, highlighting issues here and ignoring issues there. I think you lose the ability to lecture when you do that. When you do business with China, you lose the ability to do that.
But doesn't it make more sense, too, to have more of your focus and more of your opinions on what's happening in America because we live here? Like, you know more about what's going on here. Even Mark Cuban, who we all know is very intelligent and well-read, when Daryl Morey first made his comments, now maybe he was lying, but he was kind of pleading ignorance, like, I don't have the best understanding on their politics and exactly what's going on over there. And people were uncomfortable, including us, me specifically. Mm-hmm. You know, I was uncomfortable really diving into that topic because it's another country, and I don't know exactly how they were operating. Now, I know the general premise of what we're talking about here is bad and you shouldn't do it, but I couldn't get much more specific than that. And does that justify LeBron or Mark Cuban not really diving into it because that's happening over there and they know more of what's happening here in our backyard?
Yeah, look, I agree. You got to take care of your own house before you worry about your neighbors.
Yeah.
You know, I totally get that. And I totally agree. And we need to take care of our own house. But when the issue was brought up, they ran from it. And that's the problem. When it, you know, you don't have to, you could take care of your own.
LeBron was more upset that he was out of this country, that he was over there, and he thought Daryl Morey put him in an unsafe position. He was more worried about that than backing up Daryl Morey. They let Daryl Morey, they let him hang out to dry.
They did. They did, and he shouldn't have said anything if he wasn't prepared for that. I mean, he's got to take his own responsibility for saying that. If that's what, you know, if he wasn't, I don't know if he was educated on the issue or not. I have no idea. If he wasn't educated, then he shouldn't have said anything.
Well, someone would come back and say, "What did Daryl Morey say that was wrong?"
Yeah, again, I think what he said was fine. I don't know, but like the NBA, that was their stance, right? Like, get educated on this. So,
no, that wasn't their stance. The NBA knew what Daryl Morey said was right. They just knew that it would sever the relationship. It wasn't about Daryl Morey getting more educated. It was about Daryl Morey keeping his mouth shut.
No, you're right.
Because if you said something like that, they will pull our rate. They'll pull our broadcasting, which they did until the finals. They won't sell merchandise there anymore, and that's why people are so ticked off. A lot of people at the NBA, because they didn't back Daryl Morey. Now, Adam Silver, you can find a quote. You can find it here and there. We support Daryl Morey. But it wasn't – it was definitely a backtrack, and they were petrified of China's reaction because of the $500 million in business that happens every single year.
Yeah, they didn't want to lose it.
Right.
Right? They didn't want to lose it. It's just – you know, they put themselves in a position that – I guess
the league. Let's just call for what it is. Let's stop all the stuttering and stammering.
It, man.
The league was ticked off that Daryl Morey opened his mouth.
Yeah, they.
That's what that's what the truth is. The league was ticked that Daryl Morey jeopardized their financial relationship, and people don't like that hypocrisy and that cowardness if that's even the right word. They don't like that cowardly approach from the NBA. And they said, I'm not going to support it, and I'm not going to watch. Now, other people are saying that it's not about that. On Twitter, we have it from Mike. The ratings is causing people to hate social justice because it shines a light on our issues. People like Megyn Kelly use China as a weak argument against those same people also refuse to say Black Lives Matter or support gay rights. Someone said, is Mark Cuban good with doing business with white supremacists if he's good doing business with China? That's from Chris J. NFL. So those are some of the different reactions on there towards this topic. Anything else?
I think we nailed it. Just destroyed this whole thing.
Marconi.
I don't think he could ever nail this type of topic. I just, with these types of conversations, I always say 20 heads are better than one. And that's how I approach politics. I just want to hear what everyone else is thinking, take all the ideas, formulate my own thoughts. But this has been simmering throughout the entire NBA playoffs. And part of me was thinking, man, some people are just using this as an excuse to be racist in part. Some people are using this as a cover-up for racism, that they don't like LeBron James and other players because they're successful black men. And then part of me was like, is this a way to have people also hate Black Lives Matter and social justice messages on the court? You know, so you're using China as an excuse to hate equality. And then you have people who are like, it's not hating Black Lives Matter the way you're thinking of it, equal treatment. It's Black Lives Matter with Antifa and all that goes into that. So, I mean, there's obviously not enough airtime or hours for all the different angles of this. But those are the things that I honestly think whenever I see or hear someone tell me I'm not watching because of China. And I'm like, is that really causing you to turn it off? Or are you looking for a reason to cover up the way you really feel, either towards black people or black people saying that we should be treated equally and that the police are wrong? So all these different things I've been running through my mind with it.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.